She carried a riding crop in her hand.
You can holster the blaster. He won't move unless I tell him to.
How do I know you won't tell him to move?
Chance you gotta take, mister. No other choice.
Always another choice, lady. Anything goes wrong and you got a dead animal on your hands.
She turned around, unable to spot the armorer.
How many of you are there?
Ryan grinned at her, feeling confident that the situation was finally back under their control.
We come cheaper by the dozen, lady.
Ma, you all right?
Joking's over now, strangers. I'm Ellie Kassoon, and I run an animal show. Balthazar's the star. Got his mate caged up over yonder.
Ma?
Here, Julie. Couple of men with me as well.
Need help, Ma?
No, but you could throw a couple more chunks of beef into the stew. Looks like we might have company. So, you and your invisible friend got names, mister?
Sure, Ellie. I'm Ryan Cotter, and the ghost in the forest is J.B. Dix.
I got three daughters, Ryan Cotter. Oldest is Julie at 21. Then comes Nell, who's 19, and little Katie, she's 18. Just a word of warning, you want to be careful.
No need, Ellie. Both me and J.B. are spoken for. Your girls are safe.
You give me a pocket full of jack for every spoken-for man who's tried to get close to me and my girls, and I can retire for life. And there's men pushing up daisies who thought a widow and three little girls would give them easy pickings.
We hear you.
J.B. stepped slowly out of the trees, keeping a careful eye and the Smith & Wesson M4000 trained on the lion.
My, but you're a pocket hurricane, aren't you, J.B. Dix? That blaster fire flechettes?
Yeah.
Appreciate taking a look at it after we've all been properly introduced and wrapped ourselves around some meat. One thing about having Balthazar with you, not many things on four legs can get away from him. Nor two legs, neither.
There were three wags, one with an extra trailer. Blazoned across the sides, in ornamented gold and crimson lettering, were the words, Satana's Animal Show. Ellie pointed at the name.
That's me. If I called it Ellie's show, I'd reckon it'd sound more like a ladies' class and home cooking.
Ryan was a good judge of people. In a world filled with strangers, any of whom might want to take your life, it was a useful skill. A vital skill. Meeting up with Ellie Kassoon's three daughters, he realized that the woman hadn't been joking. Not at all. He'd rarely encountered three more self-sufficient young ladies in the breadth and length of Deathlands. Julie had the shoulders and upper arms of someone who worked with weights. She had a long-barreled, nameless revolver strapped to her waist. Nell wore crossed leather belts across her chest, decorated with a dozen throwing knives, each with a colored silken tassel. Katie still carried the remnants of adolescent baby fat, but the twin tomahawks with honed steel blades on either hip belied her chubby smile. They all shook hands with Ryan and J.B., making them welcome to their camp. There was the delicious smell of a rich stew bubbling in an iron cauldron over a well-built fire. Balthazar was led through into his cage that he shared with his mate, Rosa.
We got us a Bengal tiger, Raja. Handsome looking, and he'll roar up a storm when you give him the signal. Trouble is, he's old and lost most of his back teeth. Getting blind as well.
What other animals? I see a black bear in that cage there.
Oh, that's Brutus. Him and his brother Cassius.
Ryan didn't let his hand move far from the butt of his Sig Sauer.
Where in Deathlands did you get the lions and the tiger from? I've seen most creatures, Norm and Muti, but never anything like them.
Then you never got to visit Lauren Engel and his spread in the cats. During Skydark, most of the zoos and places like that folded up. Animals got slaughtered for food, but not all. Lauren's granddaddy went into the mountains with some good breeding animals. Place is still there.
Running down, though. Inbred stock and they get weak. Raja's the last of the tigers.
How do you train them?
Oh, family joke, J.B., you understand. Way to train them is to start by being a mite cruel. Then you can get more kindly. I tell the girls to work on the same system when they get them husbands.
Ma says it'll work the same. Buckle a tight strap round their balls and chain them to a tree. Whip them 8 times a day until they do what you say. Easy as that.
And you told us not to do any harm to your daughters, Ellie. Sounds to me like the warning works the other way.
Before joining the four women for supper, Ryan and JB walked back to the Lav 25, checking that it was secure against any passing intruders.
What do you reckon?
I reckon that any man tangles with that quartet and their pets is going to end up being badly mauled.
Yeah. Handsome, aren't they?
Sure are. How about some food, JP, before this conversation wanders into alleys we might both regret when we get home to Mildred and Christy?
The food was as good as it smelled. The only thing that put Ryan off a little was having the big carnivores watching him through what seemed peculiarly flimsy iron bars. JB was more relaxed, lying on a faded quilted blanket, tucking into a third helping of the beef stew, his scattergun at his side, the Uzi ready by his left hand. Ellie and her daughters were remarkable women. She had been married 3 times, each of her husbands having fathered one of the girls, which accounted for the fact that they all looked very different.
Guess I've been unlucky with my men. Not one lasted longer than a month married to me.
Ryan wiped the tin plate clean with his last hunk of bread.
What happened?
Ellie ticked them off with her fingers.
Well, Julie's pa was Ronaldo. Bit of Mex in him. Stoop way to go. Shoveling shit from the lion's cage and he cut his ankle. Turned poisoned. Dead in a week. Father of Nell was Raleigh. Nice man, from what little I recall. Claimed his folks came from Ireland. Not that I cared about that.
I wish you'd have had pics of them, Ma. I'd like to have known what they looked like.
All real handsome is all I remember of them. And we don't have any pics of a single one, and that's an end to that.
What happened to Raleigh?
Raleigh liked to fix himself up with jolt now and then. I didn't know that when I met him. I don't have a problem with folks that do drugs like jolt or spin. Trouble was, jolt made Raleigh imagine things. It made him imagine that he could swim across the Sippy in a flood near Memphis when he couldn't swim a stroke. Never found his body.
My pa was called Jake, and Ma cut his throat when she found him fucking a gaudy slut in the wag.
What'd you do to the slut? Chill her as well?
Course not. She was doing her job. Jake was the only one needed chilling. But I only paid the slut half the jack she wanted. Told her that she only did half the job. Poor old Jake never got to shoot his load before I opened him up an extra grinning mouth.
Julie had returned from throwing some meat to the tiger.
You coming with us tomorrow?
We have to be on the road.
See our show! Show worth seeing, boys.
Ellie pushed her shoulders back, making her breasts jut forward. JB stood.
We gotta go. Where are you doing the show, Ellie?
Wetherill Springs. Never been there. Someone on the trail said there was a bunch of buffalo hunters passing through right about now.
Is that good for trade?
Maybe, Ryan. Maybe not. I done my satana turn all over Deathlands. Done it for the blackest-hearted sect men you ever saw. Never had a hair of trouble. Done it for some sort of closed-off church of religious monks up close to Sedalia out west, and they rioted. Came after me and the girls with their cocks up and their pants down.
What did you do?
Loosed Rosa and Balthazar. Cleared the lot of them in 6 seconds flat. One tripped over his own britches and provided the lions with fresh meat for a day and a half.
You should come see the show. Ma's the best there is.
Ryan glanced at his partner.
We were thinking of passing through Wetherill Springs. What do you reckon? Might find some oil or gas there.
Nothing to lose. We made good time so far. Still have at least 5 weeks to get to Seattle and find Trader.
Yeah, do it. Be nice to have some friendly faces in the crowd.
Ellie kissed both men on the cheek.
How can we refuse now? And we can lend a hand if there's trouble.
The woman tossed back her ponytail.
Ha! Trouble? Me and the girls just laugh at trouble. There won't be no trouble.
The yell followed Abe as he scuttled along, trying to keep up with Trader's lengthy stride. Rain dripped off the low branches of the lowering pines as they moved quickly along the steep path, making for higher ground. One of the inexorable rules of Deathlands about living and dying was that when the dying gets easy, then the living make for the high ground.
Sure pissed on their ant's nest.
Abe clutched the biscuits and the jerky.
Sure did.
Those shit-eaters won't dare to come after us.
Trader began to pant and slow down as the uphill grade became much harsher.
Sure.
Abe wasn't at all certain that Trader was right about that one. From what he'd seen in the store, it seemed more than likely that there might be a general posse headed after them. The heavy